It's CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast. It's good morning to Rick Ferguson, who's quite run down after a big weekend of events on the coast. The 3-2-1 kids event in Burnie on Sunday was a huge success, I'm gathering, Rick.
G'day, Lee. G'day, Jess. Yeah, it was fantastic. Fantastic event.
That's so good to hear. So you had a decent turnout. Who were the stars of the show?
Oh, look, I think all the kids were stars of the show. We really focused on the participation event and of the aspect of the event, and it was just great to see so many kids turn up throughout the day. We had pretty good weather, a little bit of pitter-patter at the start, maybe for the 7 and under girls, but generally a really, really good day, and I think the kids really enjoyed themselves, the parents enjoyed themselves, and all the volunteers in the committee that are there on the day. It was a really good day.
Obviously happy with the turnout by the sound of that. Why did you come up with the 3-2-1 Go Kids race? I mean, this was to kind of piggyback on Burnie 10, right?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, back at, this is our 21st year, back in the year 2000, it was the Burnie 10, great event, but it is run on a national highway, and it is a very long event too, and we had young kids doing it, and I mean, people give them a clap and cheer when they cross the line, which is fantastic, but it is long, it's just too long. 10K is too long, and being on a national highway, it's long for everyone as well, so it's just a safer alternative. You know, the 3-2-1 go, it's 3 kilometres, it's 2 kilometres, it's 1 kilometre, depending on what your age you are. And it's just a totally in-venue event. We have coastal pathway, but it's well away from the roads. It's a lot safer event.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Will it be back in 2021?
Yes, hopefully in a little bit different form, a more traditional form than it was this year. But generally speaking, I mean, there's still some crowd there, and there's still a lot of noise and cheers when the kids cross the line and that. So yeah, it wasn't too bad. We called it the healthcare insurance 3-2-1 go light event this year, out on the day, it wasn't a lot different than didn't feel a lot different than normal races anyway. So
that's good. Okay, as far as upcoming events, what have you got in the calendar?
Well, of course, the next big one for us is the Burnie Challenge.
Ooh.
And it's about 4 months' time. We'll get over Christmas first, I think, but it's usually at the end of March, and it's a lot different event than any of the others, so we're not sure how we're going to do with the restrictions. No, it's trying to predict what it's going to be like in 4 months' time, but I do know Run the Bridge is looking at going ahead in February, so we'll be able to take some sort of, we'll have to have a bit of a look at that and see how that transpired and work around that for the end of March.
Fantastic. So too early to call?
Yeah, probably a bit early yet, yeah.
All right, well, good to know for those that wanted to get dirty in March next year, whether or not that's going to go ahead. Keep an eye on that. Watch this space.
Yes, exactly.
We're just not going to invite anyone from South Australia.
Yeah. Just when you think you get ahead.
Who knows what it's going to be like in 4 months' time.
That's exactly right. Well, look, congratulations on the success of the 3-2-1 Go Kids race. Such a good message in that as well for kids to, set out and plan to achieve something and then to cross that finish line and get the job done is really great. So wishing you all the best for the next event.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jess. Thanks, Lee.